This is one of the songs I learned with the McKenzie Brothers way back in the early days in the 80s. I first encountered the McKenzie Brothers.
Test it.
I was in 1978. I had gotten together with Jimmy Lohman, and Arthur Rouse had gotten us this gig, but he had to go play with Hutch and Haas at the Hilton for the first 2 weeks of the run of our gig, and so we couldn't use his PA. So he said, "Well, the McKenzie Brothers, they're come off the road. They've been building their houses. They're not playing that right now. And they've got a Shore vocal master. Maybe you could borrow that." So he put me in touch with John McKenzie. And even though I had never met them yet, we borrowed the McKenzie Brothers vocal master for the first 2 weeks of that gig. That was the Lohman Crozier jazz band down at the Southern Pub, summer 78. But it wasn't until a year or two later then somebody put a band together called Backseat Chevy that had Jimmy McKenzie in it. And that's the first time I ever played with him. And then immediately after that, Jimmy and Johnny started playing together again. They were next door neighbors down in my neighborhood, down in suburban Woodville, right across the county line. And so we started playing together as a band, the McKenzie Brothers band. And after a year or so, we had a house gig down at the St. Mark's restaurant back in the Gino Hodges heyday and those wild days of Posies and that time. But anyhow, this is a song that I learned from the McKenzie Brothers way back then.
Wait a minute. I go back way much further.
Let's not go there.
They're my homeboys. We grew up. Well, I say they, John McKenzie. And I played in their first band Jimmy McKenzie ever played in. Of course, we got fired, but that.
Okay, all right. Okay. Just a second. Crozier thinks he's known Jimmy for a long time. Jimmy's daddy was my dentist.
Jimmy and Kathy were in the same class.
Jimmy grew up in my hometown on my same street. And he had long, beautiful red hair. He had gorgeous hair. All the girls were jealous of his hair. He was younger than most of us. But he played guitar, he sang, and everybody was in love with Jimmy when he was in high school. No, it's all right, honey. When Crozier talks about, yes, he was our neighbor for many, many years. His family is here, and his nephew's here in the back, and lots of Jimmy. We all go back with Jimmy a long, long way, and so we're proud to honor Jimmy tonight.
And by the way, Steve Redman played with Jimmy and me a lot in the early days, and he was supposed to be the drummer on this date, but then he went and died. 3 weeks ago.
It's not healthy to be a musician in Tallahassee these days.
So, damn.